The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division enforces laws that protect minorities from discrimination. For the past few years, one of the division's top priorities has been disability rights enforcement. Project Civic Access is a program the Justice Department created to help cities and counties comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Fernandina Beach, Florida, calls itself the birthplace of the American shrimping industry. Center Street boasts historic shops, Florida's oldest saloon, and a trolley running back and forth from the beach.
That's Polly the trolley. Look at it, it says Polly the trolley.
Polly is a little different from other trolleys.
Well, I wanted to be the trolley man so bad, you know, I was willing to do anything the city wanted to do.
The city told Willie Forehand he'd have to give Polly a wheelchair lift.
It just turns around to be the best thing you could ever do. Once you learn that you can put the lift on for handicapped people and service them also with the public, then we're not shorting anybody and everybody's served well and just works out good.
Fernandina Beach was the first city in the country to meet the terms of its settlement agreement with the Justice Department under Project Civic Access. The city came to the Justice Department's attention after a resident complained that public facilities didn't comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. That's the 1991 law that requires public buildings to be accessible to people with disabilities. More than 130 cities and counties from every state are now in settlement agreements, and the Justice Department hasn't had to take any of them to court. Juan Kim is head of the Civil Rights Division.
The law is clear, and full compliance with the law 15 years after the fact has still not been reached, and quite frankly, has not been close to reached. It's a priority because the number of Americans with disabilities keeps increasing.
He's referring to America's aging baby boomer population and others who may develop disabilities later in life.
We're talking about people who, by and large, are extremely normal, productive members of society, but for a disability that causes them to be less than capable in certain very limited facets of their life.
When the Justice Department first sent its letter to Fernandina Beach, Jerry Sinclair was the city's maintenance director.
One time I thought, wow, they're going to be taking me off in handcuffs because I haven't done what I'm supposed to have done. But in actuality, the experience was really pleasant.
Now Sinclair is the interim city manager. Over 3 years, he and others worked with Justice Department officials to make the town's bathrooms, sidewalks, and restaurants accessible to people with disabilities. Now there's even a wheelchair-accessible charter fishing boat anchored at the local dock. The boat's captain gets prime real estate and low docking fees, and the town has two beach wheelchairs that let people with disabilities explore the surf. They look like a cross between a Barca lounger and a monster truck. Today's passenger is 13-year-old Brittany Moore, who has spina bifida. She likes to come down here for her favorite beach activity.
Look for shells and shark's teeth.
The chair's a relief for her mother, Sherry Fisher. In the past, she says,
you just put her on your back and carry on down there. I mean, and that's, I'm sure that's how most other families have to do. If they have someone with a disability that cannot get over the sand dunes, then what they would have to do is either carry them or, sorry for you, you're going to have to stay at home.
The city is still making upgrades. Workers just completed a new wheelchair ramp for the dock at the edge of the harbor. People often come there to check out nature, and nature sometimes checks them out, too.
Oh, it's a dolphin! Oh, my God!
Dolphins, we've even seen sharks here in the harbor, manatees, you name it.
City Manager Sinclair says before this upgrade, somebody in a wheelchair wouldn't have been able to have that kind of a chance encounter with a wild dolphin. But now, they can. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.